Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Cats by 54 points, fifth quarter for Homestyle Aged Care. We're down into the rooms where we're lucky enough to be talking to the 200 game and the man himself, Tom Stewart on K-Rock Footy. Stewie, congratulations, but the first question belongs to your good mate, Zach Tui.
Stewie, congratulations, mate. I know this was a big night for you. You're not typically comfortable. Can you hear me?
Sort of, yeah.
It's Big Reg here. Mate, congratulations on the win. I know you're not comfortable with all the attention you would have gotten this week, but you're an emotional sort of character. How are you feeling right now?
Mate, I'm buzzing. I'm feeling on top of the world. Couldn't have asked for a better build-up to the week. I'm so grateful to all those that have reached out and played a part along the journey. And yeah, an amazing night for an amazing club, and very, very grateful.
Yeah, and reflect on just coming off the ground there. I know you talk a lot about family and kids, and we heard you speak post-game there, but you were pretty excited about the prospect of having the kids on the ground tonight.
Mate, honestly, it's probably been the one thing I've been looking forward to the most. You know, I'm so thankful and so grateful for the opportunity to play the game, but, you know, to do that with my kids and to see my mum and my sister and my wife and all my friends and family here, like, makes it even more special, you know. That's why I do it. It's why I play the game. And, everyone means the world to me. It's hard not to get emotional now because, yeah, it's been a hell of a week and I'm very, very thankful.
Tom Kingy, congratulations on what you've achieved over the last 8 or 9 years. What are you most proud of?
It's hard to say. It's hard to quantify one thing, Kingy. I think I'm proud of the journey, if I'm honest with you. I'm proud of all the ups and downs. I'm proud of the highs, the lows, the wins, the losses. I'm proud of everything as a collective. But I'm proud that I've, you know, stayed the same bloke throughout. And I'm proud that I've got the same mates that I had when I was 14 down at South. And, you know, I'm proud that I've got my wife by my side. It's an overarching emotion, and I'm full of it tonight.
It was a cracking performance from your football club tonight, and you know, club players don't just rise for milestones. I think it's a bit of a fallacy, but there was an extra intent about this group tonight, and especially from halftime onwards, that first goal, it was as good a second half as you've played this year.
Yeah, I think it's a good reminder to ourselves that our ability to show what we're capable of when we have the intent to play the game that we think we can play it. Yeah, it's a good gentle reminder that when we get game on our terms, we can play the game really well. So it doesn't mean it's going to happen every week, and there's going to be ebbs and flows. But really proud of the boys the way they executed the game plan that we went after tonight.
Tommy, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us. Your young fella looked like he was going to line up at centre back there early in the game. He took off at million miles an hour.
Mate, he's eager. He's very eager. you get a nice few messages throughout the week, and he's a beautiful boy, and he just said, "Dad, you've got nice marking hands, but not as good as mine." So I think he's ready for the game. I think he's going to be bred for it. He's a beautiful boy, and every father wants a son that wants to play footy. And if I can give him the platform, and my daughter as well, if I can give them both the platform for a shot at playing this game that I love so much, I'll be extremely excited to follow their journey.
The bloke you've played a lot of footy with, and I thought he was really good. He's been really good the last few weeks, actually. But Zach Guthrie, there was one effort early in the game that you ended up getting a goal off the back of. But he's someone you played a lot of footy with, and he came into the competition, and some probably questioned him early on. He didn't look really ready, but geez, he's become a bloody good player.
He's a star, mate, and it's by no accident the work that he's put in to get himself to the position that he is remarkable. We've got a great rapport. I feel like we bounce really well off each other. I'll throw Jack Henry to that mix as well because we play so much footy together. We've got a fantastic relationship, the three of us, and you feel like you're missing a limb when none of those aren't out there. So I'm very proud of him. You know, he makes my job a hell of a lot easier when someone sits on me, and if I can free him up and let him play the game, then I'm happy to do that because I think he's an absolute star, and I love him dearly.
You mentioned, I heard a few things mentioned, but just you came into the club and it was a really settled back line. You played with some, some stars, and it's got just a slightly different mix now with Jack Henry being out. You've got you know, Lawson Humphries, Connor O'Sullivan, and then a midfielder. It's seemingly, I think Tommy Atkins might have even had a crack. We've had Max Holmes, Tanner Bruin. It's a bit of a little different mix. Do you feel like you're building a good rapport, given that it has been thrown around a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's been a work in progress. I think we haven't got it right absolutely every time, but we're, you know, obviously learning a new system under Buff and the way that he wants us to play, and I feel like there's been a little bit of an adjustment phase there, but our expectation is whenever somebody comes behind the ball that we have a certain style of play that we want to execute, and I feel like the value that, you know, those guys like Tanner and Max and Ax at times, when they come back there and help out, you know, Jack Rose, Mark O'Connor, they're so willing and so able to just help out, and we're really starting to find a good mix down there. You know, Big DK goes up with the rub, drops back, and it's been awesome to have Collar back. So, you know, we're really starting to find our right mix, and we're excited with the prospects in front of us.
Do you get a chance to sort of celebrate tonight, or does the show just have to move on too quickly?
5-day break, unfortunately. So I'll have a quiet one tonight and then see where next week ends up after Brisbane.
Stewie, I think we've waxed lyrical about you plenty of times over the last 9 years, and it's well-deserved. Congratulations on everything you've achieved. We've enjoyed following your journey from those premierships at South Barwon through the VFL and to where you are now. You're a credit to yourself with what you've done, and you've been a great friend of ours at K-Rock Footy as well over that journey, and long may that continue, and that in maybe in 4 and a bit years' time, we're talking about you playing your 300th at age 37.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.